Welcome to Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast. I'm your host, Mario Gear, where I share my enthusiasm for all topics automotive. Welcome to the Gear Vlogs Automotive Podcast, episode 23. In today's podcast, I talk about Elon Musk overruled Tesla engineers, Tesla to receive a second 9,000-ton gigapress in Texas, Tesla reaching 50% growth in European registrations, Solara launches Identifix Shop Manager to help repair shops, Ford takes on the Volkswagen ID.5 to be the new Ford Capri, and the EU could allow e-fuel combustion engine cars after 2035. If this is your first time here, thanks for clicking that play button. I'm Mario Gear, and I've been involved in the automotive industry for well over 15 years. I'm sharing my enthusiasm for all automotive topics with you. Let's begin. Alrighty, our first story. Elon Musk overruled Tesla engineers who said removing radar would be a problematic report. 2 years later, Tesla is installing a new version of the sensor in its vehicles. A significant number of Tesla engineers were overruled by the company's CEO, Elon Musk, when they tried to warn him that removing the radar sensor from the American carmakers' models would be problematic, a new report published in the Washington Post shows. Back in May of 2021, Tesla announced that it was eliminating radar on its new cars in the push to switch to the so-called Tesla Vision approach, which only uses cameras to see the road and neural networks that are supposed to mimic the way the human brain works. Neuralink? Okay. Before the announcement, however, several Tesla engineers were worried that this move had a high risk of causing problems, including increasing the risk of accidents if the cameras were obscured by raindrops or even bright sunlight. Some Tesla engineers were against said former, were against, are angst, whatever, said a former employee with knowledge of his reaction, speaking on the condition of anonymity for fear of retribution. They contacted a trusted former executive for advice on how to talk Musk out of it in previously unreported pushback, the Washington Post's story said. Musk was unconvinced and overruled his engineers. In May of 2021, Tesla announced it was eliminating radar on cars soon after the company began disabling radar in cars already on the road. The result, according to interviews with nearly a dozen former employees and test drivers, safety officials, and other experts, was an uptick in crashes, near misses, and other embarrassing mistakes by Tesla vehicles suddenly deprived of a crucial sensor, the report adds. According to the story, Musk's erratic leadership played a role in the unpolished release of its autopilot and so-called full self-driving feature, with engineers forced to work at a breakneck pace to develop. Musk was unconvinced and overruled the engineers. In May of 2021, Tesla announced it was eliminating radar on new cars soon after the company began disabling radar in cars already on the road. The result, according to interviews with nearly a dozen former employees and test drivers, safety officials, and other experts, was an uptick in crashes, near misses, and other embarrassing mistakes by Tesla vehicles subtly deprived of a crucial sensor, the report adds. According to the story, Musk's erratic leadership played a role in the unpolished release of its autopilot and so-called full self-driving feature, with engineers forced to work at a breakneck pace to develop software and push it onto the public before it was ready. More worryingly, some former Tesla employees said that even today the software isn't safe for public road use, with a former test operator going on record saying that internally the company is nowhere close to having a finished product. The person in question was fired by Tesla in February of 2022. The American EV company led by Musk eliminated the front-facing radar from its vehicles in 2021, soon after began disabling the units that were already fitted on delivered vehicles. A year later, Tesla removed the ultrasonic sensor from its models. This year, however, new cars that are equipped with the firm's latest Hardware 4 computer also features a new high-resolution radar and more cameras, according to previous reports. Elon Musk said around the time of the removal of the radar in 2021 that he was most frustrated with the quality of the radar itself and believed that high-resolution units would improve the company's driver assistance system. In a related news, Tesla started pushing the latest update to its full self-driving software a few days ago, which merges the previous two separate stacks to a single software stack. So there we go. Let's move up to the next story. Comment down below what you think. Do you trust a self-driving system? I've seen where someone falling asleep at the wheel in the car working, but what countermeasures do these autopilot systems that Musk could program into the feature, like a first responder or emergency responder situation, like a law enforcement vehicle behind it could offer a visual or signal system that could communicate with the Tesla vehicle to make it pull over in the event of an incapacitated driver? Yeah. Comment what you think. And let's move on to the next story. Tesla to receive a second 9,000-ton gigapress in Texas for Cybertruck Productions. The huge packages started arriving in the United States a few days ago. Boy, that's a big press! Tesla is set to receive several shipments from Hydra Group Italia, containing a second 9,000-ton gigapress that's headed to the company's Texas Gigafactory, according to a bill of lading posted by the user Greg Get. Greg Truck on the Cybertruck Owners Club forum a couple of days ago. The shipment documents reveal that two containers with a total weight of 58,863 pounds were sent from Italy to the port of Houston, with the goods being labeled as die casting machine parts, and the recipient being Tesla Inc. Other bills of lading show several crates containing things like machine base, tie bars, and fixed patent, leading us to believe that these are, in fact, parts for the soon-to-be-installed second GigaPress in Texas. Additionally, two short videos that are embedded in this article were posted about a month ago on the Idera's official LinkedIn page, show what appears to be the GigaPress in question, with one description reading, "GigaPress needs Giga Assembly. Everyone working hard to deliver on time with a successful project." The Idera group previously delivered another GigaPress in Asia, the first Texas-bound GigaPress, which will be partly responsible for creating the body panels of the upcoming Cybertruck pickup. Was spotted at the factory in the middle of January when workers were seen assembling the world's largest aluminum die-cast casting machine. Back then, a flyover video from a drone operator led us to believe that the Texas Gigafactory had enough room for up to three GigaPresses. Now we're seeing a Tesla on its way to equip the factory with a second massive die casting machine and getting ready for production start at a highly anticipated Cybertruck. As a reminder, Tesla's electric pickup, which will enter limited production this summer with an expected ramp up in production in 2024, according to Elon Musk. As for the truck specs, it's been confirmed that it will feature the latest hardware for computer, and several videos posted online suggest that the Cybertruck will have an adaptive air suspension system. So, yeah. What do you think? Once production for these presses and everything, do you think that they'll eventually be able to get caught up with production, that they'll want to be able to create body panels for, you know, replacement parts for the Cybertrucks, for like certified Tesla body shops and such, as well as could these presses also be adapted to for other body panels? So in theory, adding a second or third service layer life for continued product support of the vehicle, all various Tesla vehicles. Now, what do you guys think? Yeah, let me know down below. Okay, moving on to our second story. Our third story, Tesla reached 50% growth in European registrations last month. Tesla had a 20% share of the European Union's entire new EV market in February. Tesla's decisions to significantly cut prices on its electric vehicles at the start of the year is paying off big time. Sales are booming due to the lower prices, helping Tesla increase its market share globally. This trend particularly noticeable in Europe, where Tesla slashed prices of its best-selling models, the Model Y and Model 3, in January. New data from the European Automobile Manufacturers Association, picked up by Barron's, shows Tesla sales in Europe grew faster than any other automaker in February. Registrations for Tesla EVs in the European Union rose to 19,249 units last month, compared to 12,860 units in February of 2022. That's just shy of 50% growth, which is Tesla's constant growth target. Tesla's nearly 50% growth also vastly surpassed that of rivals, with Volkswagen's registration growth by 18% across all powertrain types. Tesla's registration accounted for 2.4% of the total car market in the EU in February 2023, up from 1.8% a year earlier. In the EV segment, Tesla dominated last month with a market share of about 20%, up about 2% points year over year. Total passenger car registrations in the EU increased by about 12% year on year to approximately 803,000 units, while battery electric vehicles registrations increased by 40% to about 97,000 units. Battery electric vehicle registrations made up about 12% of total passenger car registrations in the European Union last month. Battery electric vehicles hold a smaller slice of the overall passenger car market in the EU compared to China, where battery electric vehicle sales account for approximately 20% of all new vehicle sales in recent months. However, the market share of battery electric vehicles in the EU is doubled than in the US, which was almost 6% in 2022. Tesla shares in the battery electric vehicle sales also increased in China in the first 2 months of the 2023 following the price cuts, according to data from the China Passenger Car Association, while monthly data from each market may fluctuate due to many factors. The various data combined show that Tesla's price cuts are having a positive impact on its market share. Morgan Stanley analyst Adam Jonas believes Tesla is the industry's cost leader and will continue to be the price leader. Nothing in a March 20 report that EV price cuts are not a fad, they are a trend. Great. So, purchase an EV cheaper to purchase it in Europe than here in the U.S. So, I wonder, spend 6 months, 9 months in Europe, purchase an EV there, and then rack up some miles on it and import it here, if it would be cheaper, cost-effective, or cheaper than purchasing one here. What do you guys think? All right, let's move on to the next story. Solera launches Identifix Shop Manager to help repair shops get more out of their business. Repair shop management solutions help optimize profits and improve the customer experience. Westlake, Texas, Solera, the global leader in vehicle lifecycle management, has introduced a new comprehensive repair shop management solution, Identifix Shop Manager, to help repair shops modernize and optimize operations. Identifix Shop Manager is a cloud-based system for repair shops of all sizes, giving managers visibility into parts pricing, job tracking, accounting, and more. It easily integrates with several leading accounting programs and part providers, allowing for a seamless setup. Identifix Direct Hit Pro customers have an additional integration benefit of accessing the Direct Hit library of more than 3 million confirmed fixes through Identifix Shop Manager, allowing technicians to diagnose and repair vehicles quickly and accurately. We are thrilled to bring to market a solution that truly streamlines automotive repair shop management, said Victoria Reprise, SVP of Product Management, Solera. Our cloud-based platform provides repair shop owners and managers with the tools they need to increase efficiency, improve customer satisfaction, and achieve their business goals. Identifix Shop Manager will help repair shops of all sizes grow their business in today's competitive marketplace. Repair shops can redefine their customer experience with Identific Shop Manager, which provides dynamic, customer-friendly estimates, personalized communications through email and text messages, and remote customer payment processing, allowing them to pay from anywhere. Repair shops can request a live demo to learn more about the Identific Shop Manager, can be quickly implemented on how to help grow their businesses. So, for more information on Identific's industry-leading vehicle repair solutions, visit identifix.com. IDENTIFIX.com. So, yeah. Some of the information that here, I wonder how it compares to Mitchell Guide or All Data with their management systems. You know, between Mitchell Guide and All Data being the two of the biggest leaders in the same category of software management for independent repair shops. If you're in the business, what are your experiences? Or if you're using a different program than the ones I just mentioned, which shop management program are you guys using? So, yeah, comment down below. Let's have a discussion about that one. It's always good to know what other shops are using and doing. So let's move on to the next story. Okay, our fifth story is Ford's take on the Volkswagen ID.5 to be the new Ford Capri. It looks like Ford's next VW-based electric car will be Ford's take on the Volkswagen ID.5 and be badged a Ford Capri. There's still a lot of love for the Ford Capri. Well, the post-1968 Ford Capri, not the earlier console Capri. Or over the years, there have been much speculation that Ford was about to revive the iconic badge for the 21st century. Back in 2009, it was a Focus Coupe tipped to be the new Ford Capri, and then again in 2012, in between which the Ford Evos concept seemed to be pointed towards the new Capri. All the predictions or wishful thinking have come to naught, but as Ford moves into the EV era, it has made it clear it wants to revive the iconic name to give it a bit of history to the new EVs. Now, once again, we get predictions of the arrival of the Capri badge. This time, a report in the Sun declaring that the next EV from Ford would be badged Capri. With the arrival of the new electric Ford Explorer yesterday, the reports that a new Capri is on the way surely means the new Ford Capri will be Ford's take on the VW ID.5, just as the Explorer is a take on the VW ID.4. That will mean the Capri becomes an electric crossover coupe rather than a low slug original, in much the same way as the Puma. But according to the Sun, it will come with twin headlights as a nod to the original Capri and will almost certainly offer the same battery and motor combination as the new Explorer. Apparently, when the Sun asked Ford for comment on the Capri news, they said, "We don't speculate on future products, but Ford is on a mission to make electric iconic." So what do you guys think? You think they're actually going to come through or whatnot? Maybe for a future podcast article, I'll try to do some digging, see if I can get over onto the Ford Media's European site and see if I can dig up some any spy shots or photos of a potential EV Capri release. And on to our last story. EU could allow e-fuel combustion engine cars after 2035. A vehicle category in Europe would be created for cars that can only run on carbon neutral fuels. Berlin, Brussels. The European Commission has drafted a plan to allow sales of new cars with internal combustion engines after 2035 if they run only on climate neutral e-fuels, as it tries to resolve a spat with Germany over moves to phase out combustion engine cars. The draft proposal seen by Reuters on Tuesday suggests creating a new type of vehicle category in the European Union for cars that can only run on carbon neutral fuels. Such vehicles would have to use technologies that would prevent them from driving or other fuels are used in the draft said. The proposal could offer a route for car makers to keep selling combustion engine vehicles after 2035, the date when a planned EU law is set to ban the sale of new CO2 emitting vehicles or CO2 emitting cars. After months of negotiation, EU countries and the European Parliament agreed the law last year, but Germany's transport ministry surprised other countries this month by lodging last-minute objections to the law days before a final vote that would have seen it enter into force. The ministry's core demand is that the EU allow sales of new cars running on e-fuels after 2035. On Tuesday, it said it was in contact with the Commission to try and reach a solution on an issue being closely watched by Germany's powerful car industry. We are interested in a quick clarification, but it must be resilient and binding. We are currently examining this carefully, a spokesman said. Two sources familiar with the matter said the Commission's conditions that cars must be able to recognize CO2 neutral fuels from fossil fuels was problematic for Germany because it would largely force automakers to develop new engines. German Transport Ministry Volker Wissing did not want to completely reject the Commission's proposal, but rather make some improvements to it, the sources told Reuters. The parties are aiming to secure an agreement by Thursday's EU summit. A Commission spokesman declined to comment on the draft document, but referred to comments by EU climate policy chief Frans Timmermans, who said last week any solution must comply with 2035 phase-out law agreed last year. The talks are ongoing between the Commission and the German authorities, the spokesman said. An EU official told Reuters on Monday that any proposal on registering e-fuel cars would only be made after the combustion engine phase-out law was fully adopted. E-fuels are made by synthesizing captured CO2 emissions and hydrogen produced using CO2-free electricity. They are not yet produced at scale. A study published on Tuesday by the Potsdam Institute for Climate Research found that all planned e-fuel projects worldwide would only produce enough fuel to cover 10% of Germany's demand for e-fuel use in aviation, shipping, and chemicals in the next few years. Yeah, that brings up other questions. I get it. They're trying to move forward, but are they rushing too far? Yeah, comment down below what you guys think. Yeah, so there we have it. Which of these stories did you find the most interesting? Comment down below, be it, you know, Elon Musk overriding Tesla on their sensors, Tesla getting a new 9,000-ton, you know, press, giga press for their factory in Texas, to their increase in registration in the European Union of their cars, the SOP management software from Solera, to the Ford possibly introducing a EV Ford Capri model in Europe. For that matter, would you like to guys see a Ford Capri here in the States? Yeah, comment down below and be sure to hit that like button, share, comment, and follow us on all of our other social media platforms for updates and latest news. So, next time.